I know it's been interesting for me to observe it. You talked about the higher risk stage 2 patient, but even in the patient who has, quote, lower risk stage 2, no particularly adverse factors, if that patient were to say to you, what's my risk of relapse, and do you think it'll be decreased if I take chemotherapy? How do you respond?
Well, it's interesting. That's a great conversation, and I think in that subset of patients, you still have, depending on some of the characteristics, probably about a 20 to 25% chance of recurrence, not too dissimilar from some of the breast numbers, and the absolute benefit in those groups has been 3, 4%. So the numbers are quite analogous, and I think a well-educated patient, I feel comfortable with the consent in that process. I have to look at it with the own fact that if I was in that situation, I would want to at least discuss it and be offered the opportunity to take some therapy.
What do you think you'd do?
I think I would at least take capecitabine, and I wouldn't take a lot of nudging with a little bit more adverse prognostic factors to add some oxaliplatin to it.
We just reported in a poster at the ASCO GI meeting a survey we did of 150 people with prior histories of colorectal cancer. And we had done this in breast and prostate, and of course, lots of people have done this in breast. And we asked them about what they would do in theoretical situations, trying to mimic the old breast studies where they said, would you take chemo for 1% improvement? So we had them listen to a 50-minute audio interview I did with John Marshall from Georgetown, where he went through A to Z risks and benefits of various situations. And then we asked them, if you had a loved one in their 60s with average risk stage 2 disease, would you suggest they get chemotherapy? So what fraction of the 150 do you think said yes?
120 of the patients.
149.
149, wow. That's impressive.
It kind of makes you think that maybe this issue about being very recurrence adverse really goes across tumor lines. Although people used to say, well, you know, breast patients, they're women, they're proactive, et cetera. And we found the same thing in colon patients.
That's very interesting. It surprises me. And it's not too dissimilar to the problem now that you go one disease further away from success in, as compared to breast cancer, move to colon, then talk about lung cancer. The lack of lung cancer uptake for adjuvant therapy is amazing to me. And there, we're just trying to get 3 or 4 cycles in. I can count on one hand the number of adjuvant lung cancer patients I've treated in the last year. And yet I live in Tobacco Belt, Tennessee, where there's just tons of cases.